Blog Talk Radio. Let the He is a way maker, a promise keeper, a light in the darkness. That is who he is. And we worship him, praise him. We glorify him because he is our God. He is our Savior. He is our Redeemer. And he is our soon coming King. Hallelujah, Jesus. Father, we thank you and praise you, O God, for granting us another day in the land of the living. O God, we know there's no one like you, so we praise you, we glorify you, and we honor you this morning. We ask you, O God, to through us this morning. We yield our hearts, mind, body, and soul to you this morning. We ask you to take complete control of everything that we say and everything that we do. In the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, we pray this morning. Glory to God. Holy Father, come on in. Come on in now, Father, and have your way. The atmosphere is already saturated with your presence. And we adore you. We honor you this morning. We are talking this morning about the cloud to victory, the cloud. And one of my pastors used to always say, don't follow the crowd, follow the cloud. Don't follow the crowd, follow the cloud. See, you may be following the crowd because the crowd looked at this so much. There's so much more, and they seem like they're doing so much more. But in reality, they're not doing anything at all. They're just making a lot of noise. They're not doing anything for the kingdom. Hallelujah. You may be by yourself. You may be only one person with another person. Maybe you and one person. Hallelujah. And you're doing so much for the kingdom. Hallelujah. because you're fallen, the cloud. The cloud represents the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. In the book of Genesis chapter 9, verse 13, he says, I am putting my rainbow in the clouds, a sign of the covenant between me and the earth. This is after the flood. He says, from now on, verse 14, when I form a cloud over the earth and the rainbow appears in the clouds, I'll remember my covenant between me and you and everything living, that never again will flood waters destroy the life, all life. Verse 16 says, when the rainbow appears in the cloud, I'll see it. This is God speaking. I'll see it and remember the eternal covenant between God and everything living, every last living creature on earth. And God said, this is the sign of the covenant that I've set up between me and everything on earth. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The cloud. This is what you want to follow. Because the cloud tells you that God is with you. God is protecting you. God will not destroy you again. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God has sent his son, his only begotten son, to be nailed on a cross, to be crucified, that you and I would have access to the tree of life. God did this for us. Hallelujah. I just read you out of the Message Bible, Genesis chapter 9, verse 13 to 17. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's go into the book of Exodus. Exodus chapter 13 and verse 21 and 22. The Lord went before them by day in a pillar of cloud to lead them along the way, and by night in a pillar of fire to give them light, that they might travel by day and night. The pillar of cloud by day and the pillar of fire by night did not depart from before the people. God was with them all the way. As they came out of Egypt, God has never departed from the people. God promised never to leave us or forsake us. I'm talking about the cloud to victory. We need to follow that cloud. We need to embrace the cloud of God, because the cloud is what's going to lead us to the place that we want to be. Do you hear me today? The cloud is what's going to lead us to that place. We want to be in the place of victory. Are you hearing me today? Am I speaking to anyone? The cloud is what's going to lead us to victory, the victory in Christ Jesus. We're not following what the world is saying. The world is saying and showing us much things that look good, smell good, may even taste good, may even feel good, but they're not good for us. I put a note on the computer this morning. It says that teach your children about Jesus. If you don't teach them about Jesus, the world will teach them about the devil. The world will teach them about Satan. In other words, the world will teach them all the habits of Satan, all the satanic agendas the world will teach them. So you need to spend time with your children. Folk don't want to talk about Jesus because, in the olden days, it was the same thing back in Sodom and Gomorrah and all of those places that rejected Christ. And we have these folk that are so learned. They have diplomas. They have PhDs, MAs, and BAs. They think that they're so learned and they know so much and they have so much that they don't need God. They don't need the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. They need the God of this world, the satanic God. That's why they're indulging in all types of promiscuous ness in this world, all type of orgies and threesomes and foursomes and all this stuff they're doing, upside down sex and all kind of stuff they're doing. Because why? The world is telling this is good for them, taking them into hell. And they're talking about they only have one life to live because that's what the world told them. The world tells them that they only have one life to live, and they got to live it the only way they know how. That's enjoying. They call it enjoying themselves, but they're not enjoying themselves. They're miserable. They're miserable. That's why they commit so much crimes. They're always in and out. Listen, in the book of Genesis, chapter 28 and 15, says, I'll stay with you. I'll protect you wherever you go. And I'll bring you back to this very ground. I'll sit with you until I've done everything I promised you. This is God talking to Jacob. God said he will never leave Jacob. Hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah. And he's not going to leave you either. He's going to stay with you. You may say, well, everybody seems to have this. Everybody seems to have that. But they don't have what you have. Be grateful for what you have. You may not have a wife. You may not have a husband. But you got Jesus. They have wife. They have husband. They got house. They got car. They got job. They got money. But they don't have Jesus. You ever hear the old people say, being God is the majority? If you got Jesus in your heart, you got more than enough. You have more than enough. You have more than enough. And be grateful that you have the Lord Jesus living inside of your heart. Glory to God. We're talking about the clout of victory. In the book of Exodus chapter 13. Exodus chapter 14. We did 13. Let's go to 14. Exodus 14. And let's go into the Logos Bible for this one. He says, and Moses, verse 21, Moses stretched forth his hand over the sea. And Yahweh moved the sea with a strong east wind all night. And he made the sea become dry land, and the waters were divided. And the Israelites entered the middle of the sea on the dry land. All night, God is working for the Israelites. God is moving for us all day, all night. Same thing he did for the Israelites, he's doing for us. Why can't we just believe that? He said, well, I don't see this. I don't see that. How come nothing is happening? Well, God is not moving on your time. He's not moving so you see. But you will know that it's him. Because when it comes to pass, you will know that no one can do what he has done for you. Hallelujah, glory to God. The doctor say you had this, you had that. The doctor say you have this, and you have this, and you have that. This is what the doctor saying. You have this, and you have that. He's saying that you have this thing inside your body, this sickness in your body. But God is working on the sickness, the infirmity that's in your body. This is for somebody out there in computer land. God is working on that infirmity that's in your body. And when you go back to the doctor, the next time for exam, for a checkup, the doctor goes, say, Mr. So-and-so, Mrs. So-and-so, I don't know what happened, but this thing that we were looking at that we saw last 2 months, is no longer there. And you're going to be puzzled, and the doctor going to be puzzled, but guess who not puzzled, God? He's not puzzled because he knows that he's moving. He promised to heal your body. He promised that he would deliver you. He promised that he would restore you. And that's what he did. You got to understand this. This is the God that we serve. If we don't see it, we find it hard to believe that he's working for us. I come to tell you today, I know because I've seen him done wonders in my life. And he's no respecter person. Here, he says, he worked for them all night. The waters were a wall for them on their right and on their left. And the Egyptians gave chase and entered after them. All the horses of Pharaoh, his chariots and his charioteers, into the middle of the sea. And during the morning watch, Yahweh looked down to the Egyptians' camp from in the column of fire and cloud, and he threw them into a panic, and he removed the wheels of their chariots so that they drove them with difficulty. And the Egyptians said, we must flee away from Israel because Yahweh is fighting for them against Egypt. The Egyptians, you see, God is a mechanic too. God took off the wheels off of the Egyptian chariots. So they were running on the axles. So the axles were on the bare dirt. So it was very hard for the horses to pull the men on the chariot, pulling on the axles. No wheels were on. And they begin to get afraid. God looked down from in the fire. Remember, this has to be nighttime, because in the daytime, he led them by a cloud, and in the nighttime, he led them by fire. Hallelujah. And he looked down from in the fire, and it caused a panic to come upon the Egyptians. In other words, they became afraid. Hallelujah. They were trembling because God was working for his children. He was working for the Israelites just like he's working for you and I, for us. We're talking about the cloud to victory. Let's go back in here. Hallelujah, dear. Glory to God. We must flee, they say, away from Israel because Yahweh, the God, their God, is fighting for them against Egypt. And Yahweh said to Moses, stretch out your hand over the sea and let the waters return over the Egyptians, over their chariots and over their charioteers. And Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and the sea returned at daybreak to its normal level. And the Egyptians were fleeing because of it. And Yahweh swept the Egyptians into the middle of the sea, and the waters returned and covered the chariots and the charioteers. All the army of Pharaoh coming after them into the sea. Not even one survived among them. But the Israelites walked on dry land in the middle of the sea. The waters were a wall for them on the right and on the left. And Yahweh saved Israel on that day from the hand of Egypt. And Israel saw the Egyptian dead on the shores of the sea. And Israel saw the great hand that Yahweh God displayed against Egypt. And the people feared Yahweh, the God of Israel. And they believed in Yahweh and in Moses, his servant. When you allow God to lead you, people will fear the God that is leading you. Here, the waters blown apart by a wind apparently took some time to return to their original state. The wind likely lost its strength gradually. Regardless of the length of time needed, the Egyptians' army was lost. Here we look at Exodus 14. We saw how powerful, how awesome our God is. In Exodus 15, the Israelites is celebrating the victory. They are celebrating the victory that God has given to them. They came to the midst of the waters on dry land, and they saw their enemies washing up on the shore of the sea, because God, their God, had destroyed their enemy. Don't you know that if he destroyed Egypt for Israel, He has destroyed your enemies for you. Because he sees you the same way he sees Israel. He sees Israel as his children, and he sees you as his daughter or his son. Let's go to where we are. Glory to God. Let's go to Leviticus chapter 26. Let's see what we pull up there. Leviticus 26. Hallelujah, Jesus. God speaking to the people as he speaks to us. Leviticus 26 and 12. Hallelujah. He said to them in 11, verse 11, I will set my dwelling in and among you, and my soul shall not despise or reject or separate itself from you. I will walk in and with and among you, and will be your God, and you shall be my people. This is what God says. You hear that? God is saying this after he brought them out of Egypt. God is speaking to us today. You have come from whatever place you've been, the lifestyle you've been living. And God said, I brought you out, and I'm going to be your God, and you will be my people. You will be my son. You will be my daughter. Exodus chapter 16. Exodus chapter 16. Glory to God. And verses 10. Exodus 16 and 10. Oh, bless the name of the Lord Jesus. And at the moment of Aaron speaking to all the community of the Israelites, they turned to the desert. And just then, the glory of Yahweh appeared in the cloud. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, verse 11, I have heard the grumbling of the Israelites. Speak to them, saying, at twilight, in the morning, you will be fuller with bread, and you will know that I am Yahweh your God. The people begin to grumble. Moses lead them out of Egypt. And they begin to complain that they didn't have anything to eat or drink. They wasn't seeing and praising God for the victory that they had, being led by the cloud by day and fire by night, and that God lead them out, Moses leading, and God, as God's ambassador, leading them out of Egypt into the wilderness, where they're going to head from there to the promised land. They begin to complain, murmur and complain that they didn't have anything to eat. How many of us are like that? We don't see the blessing that God has poured out upon us, but we will complain. We will complain about what we don't have. Exodus 34 and 5. God descended in the cloud and took up his position there beside him and called out the name God. God passed in front of him and called out, God, God, a God of mercy and grace, endlessly patient, so much love and so deeply true, loyal in love for a thousand generations, forgiving iniquity, rebellion, and sin. Still, he doesn't ignore sin. He holds sons and grandsons responsible for a father's sin to the third and even fourth generation. At once Moses fell to the ground and worshiped, saying, "Please, O Master, if you see any good thing in me, please, Master, travel with me." Hard-headed as these people are, forgive our iniquity and sin. Own us, possess us. Moses began to cry out for the people because the people were murmuring. They keep on murmuring. Isn't that like us? We keep on murmuring. Exodus chapter 36. Exodus 36 and 5. And Moses saying to the people, to Moses saying, the people are bringing more than enough for doing the work that God has commanded us to do. So Moses sent out orders through the camp. Men, women, no more offerings for the building of the sanctuary. The people were ordered to stop bringing offerings. There was plenty of material for all the work to be done. Enough and more than enough. Then all the skilled artisans on the dwelling made 10 tapestries of fine twisted linen and blue and purple and scarlet fabric with an angel cherubim design work into the material. Each panel of tapestry was 46 feet long and 6 feet wide. This is to make the panels for the Holy of Holies. 5 of the panels were joined together and 10. And then the other 5, the loops of blue were made along the edge of the outside panels of the first set and the same on the outside panels of the second set. They made 50 loose panels with the loose opposite each other. Then they made 50 gold claps and joined the tapestries together so that the dwelling was one whole panel on the tapestry, making this for the Holy of Holies. Psalm 68. Follow the cloud and not the crowd. We're too busy following the crowd. Most of us do. And we get caught up in all of the foolishness that the crowd has. I tell my family all the time, you don't need the crowd, but you need the cloud. Psalm 68 and verse 34. 68. Ascribe his strength unto God. His excellency is over Israel. And his strength is in the clouds. Hallelujah. His strength is in the clouds. When you think that he's not around, when you think he's not with you, he's right there with you. Oh God, thou art terrible out of the holy places. The God of Israel is he that giveth strength and power to his people. Blessed be God. God is the one who gives us strength. Psalm 29. This is what we need. I'm not jumping today. I'm giving you something to think about. Don't follow the crowd. I used to love the crowd. Oh, when I was in the world, I loved the crowd. He said, give unto the Lord, O ye mighty, give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give him strength. Give him glory. See, you praise the Lord. The Lord wants you to praise him. He's saving you. Send his cloud and his fire to protect you, to shield you from the many enemies. And he wants us now, listen what he says. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. The voice of the Lord is upon the waters. And God, the God of glory, thunderous. The Lord is upon many waters. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty. Hear this. The voice of the Lord breaketh the cedars. Yeah, the Lord breaketh the cedars of Lebanon. He maketh them also to skip like a calf. Lebanon and Sirion like a young unicorn. The voice of the Lord divideth the flames of fire. The voice of the Lord shaketh the wilderness. The Lord shaketh the wilderness of Kedesh. The voice of the Lord maketh the hinds, the deer, to calf, and discovers the forest. And in his temple does everyone speak of his glory. The Lord sitteth upon the flood. Yea, the Lord sitteth king forever. The Lord will give strength unto his people. The Lord will bless his people with peace. Don't you want peace from the Lord? Psalm 150. These are books for us to study. Psalm 150. We in Psalm 150. Listen to what he says. Verse 1. Praise ye the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Praise him. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the psaltery and harp. Praise him with the timbrel and dance. Praise him with stringed instruments and organs. Praise him upon the loud cymbals. Praise him upon the high sounding cymbals. Let everything that have breath praise ye the Lord. The clouds. We can praise him. When you look at the clouds, I was looking at something on Facebook this morning. Somebody had put this thing on there. He said you wouldn't believe it unless it was recorded. And you were seeing different things in the clouds. Faces, a horse. It was a horse. There was a face looked like a baby, a face like a man, a face like a woman. All was forming in the clouds by his mighty power. Psalm 99 and verse 7. We're talking about the cloud to victory. 99 and verse 7. Hallelujah. He spake unto them in the cloudy pillar. They kept his testimonies and the ordinance that he gave them. Then answers them, O Lord, O God, thou was a God that forgavest them, though thou tookest vengeance of the inventions. He said, exalt the Lord, O God, and worship at his holy hill. For the Lord, O God, is holy. Exalt the Lord, O God. Worship at his holy hill. For the Lord our God is holy. Psalm 97 and 2. Clouds and darkness are round about him. Righteousness and judgment are the habitation of his throne. A fire goeth before him and burneth up his enemies round about. His lightnings enlightened the world. The earth saw and trembled. The hills melt like wax at the presence of the Lord. At the presence of the Lord of the whole earth. The heavens declare his righteousness, and all the people see his glory. Do you hear this? It's a powerful, powerful sound. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 and verse 17. Then we, the living ones who remain on the earth, shall simultaneously be caught up along with the resurrected dead in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so always through the eternity of the eternities, we shall be with the Lord. Therefore, comfort and encourage one another with these words. See, the Lord is coming in the clouds. The clouds have a lot of divine significance. Hallelujah, glory to God. When we look at the clouds, we look at the clouds with great expectations because he's coming in the clouds with the shout of the last trumpet. The angel's going to sound off the trumpet, the archangel, and he's going to come riding on his horse. On his horse. Hallelujah. Riding on the wings of the clouds. It says he's going to be on a white horse. This is what the Bible said. We don't know. But we know that we're looking in the clouds, that we're looking for one day the clouds going to open. We hope that we'll be alive. And to see him. Let's go to Revelation chapter 14. Revelation chapter 14. I got another scripture there. I have to look at it and see before I call it up. Revelation chapter 14 and 14 to 16. Again, I looked, and behold, I saw a white cloud, and sitting on the cloud, one as resembling a son of man with a crown of gold on his head. And a sharp sickle in his hand. That's in Daniel chapter 7, verse 13. Verse 15 of Revelation 21. Verse 15 of Revelation chapter 14. And another angel came out of the temple sanctuary, calling with a mighty voice to him who was sitting upon the cloud, "Get in your sickle and reap, for the hour has arrived to gather the harvest, for the earth's crop is fully ripened." Joel chapter 3, verse 13. Then another angel came out of the temple sanctuary in heaven, and he also carried a sharp sickle. And another angel came forth from the altar, and the angel who has authority and power over fire, and he called with a loud cry to him who had the sharp sickle, "Put forth your sickle and reap the fruitage of the vine of the earth, for its grapes are entirely ripe." So the angel swung his sickle on the earth and stripped the grapes and gathered the vineyard. Vintage from the vines of the earth and cast it into the huge winepress of God's indignation and wrath. And the grapes in the winepress was trodden outside the city, and blood poured from the winepress, reaching as high as horses' bridles for a distance of 1,600 stadia, about 2 100 miles, Joel 3:13. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let us understand that God is speaking. Hallelujah. To us. He is speaking to us. Look at the clouds. Look at the clouds and see what you are seeing. Hallelujah, glory to God. Mighty God. Revelation 1:7. Behold, he is coming with the clouds, and every eye shall see him, even those who pierce him, and all the tribes of the earth shall gaze upon him and beat their breasts and mourn and lament over him. Even so must it be. Amen. So be it. Daniel 7:13. Zechariah 12:10. He said, I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, says the Lord God. He who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty, the ruler of all. Isaiah 9:6. All eyes will see him as he is. Let us go to Psalm 104. Psalm 104. Hallelujah, Jesus. Psalm 104. Glory to God. Psalm 104:1-3. Blessed, affectionate, grateful praise, the Lord of my soul. The Lord, oh my soul, oh Lord my God, you are very great. You are clothed with honor and majesty. You are the one who covers yourself with light as with a garment, who stretches out the heavens like a curtain or a tent, who lays the beams of the upper room of his abode in the waters above the firmament, who makes the clouds his chariot, who walks on the wings of the winds. Talking about an awesome, mighty God. Exodus chapter 24. The clouds to victory. Exodus 24. Begin at verse 12. The Lord says, and the Lord said to Moses, come up to me into the mountain and be there, and I will give you tables of stones with the law and the commandments which I have written, that you may teach them. 2 Corinthians 3:2-3. We're in Exodus 24:12. Verse 13 says, so Moses rose up with Joshua, his attendant, or his minister, and Moses went up into the mountain of God. Verse 14 says, and he said to the elders, tarry here for us until we come back to you. Remember, Aaron and Hur are with you. Whoever has a cause or a problem, let him go to them. Then Moses went up into the mountain, and the cloud covered the mountain. The cloud of God covered the mountain. The glory of the Lord rested on Mount Sinai, and the cloud covered it for 6 days. On the seventh day, God called to Moses out of the midst of the cloud. And the glory of the Lord appeared to the Israelites like devouring fire on the top of the mountain. And Moses entered the midst of the cloud and went up the mountain, and Moses was on the mountain 40 days and 40 nights. Let's go to Exodus chapter 40. Exodus chapter 40. And let's finish this sermon today. Exodus chapter 40, and let's begin at verses 31. And Moses and Aaron and his sons washed their hands and their feet there. When they went into the tent of meetings or came near the altar, they washed as the Lord commanded Moses. Verse 33, and he erected the court round about the tabernacle and the altar, and set up the hanging or screens at the court gate. So Moses finished the work. Then the cloud, the Shekinah, God's visible presence, covered the tent of meetings, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. Revelation chapter 15, verse 8. And Moses was not able to enter the tent of meeting because the cloud, the presence of the Lord, remained upon it. And the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle in all their journey. Whenever the cloud was taken up from over the tabernacle, the Israelites went onward. But if the cloud was not taken up, they did not journey until the day that it was taken up. And throughout all their journey, the cloud of the Lord was upon the tabernacle by day, and fire was in it by night in the sight of all the house of Israel. This is the word of the Lord for the people of God on today, Wednesday, the 24th. Father, we thank you and praise you, O God, for this day. We thank you for the word that you have given us on today. And Lord, we know that you are watching over us. You are keeping us by day and protecting us even the more by night. O Father, majesty belongs to you. Holiness is your covering. We ask, O God, that you forgive us today, as always, for our thoughts, our actions, our deeds. We ask, Father God, that you have mercy upon us as we repent of our very errors, our mistakes, known or not known. We ask your forgiveness, Lord, and we ask your mercy. We ask that you don't give us what we deserve, but Father, that you grant us what we need. Grant us our petition in you, O God. We ask, Father God, that you look upon the frailty of our stature and have mercy on us, Lord. Grant us peace. Grant us mercy and grace this day, as you are our Savior. You are our Redeemer. And we are depending on you to grant us the desire of our heart. In the mighty name of Jesus. There's someone today out there today that don't know Jesus as their Lord and Savior. We want to give you an opportunity to receive him as your Lord and Savior. Remember that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. And God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. The Bible says that this is the condemnation. The light has come into the world, A man loves darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest the deeds should be reproved. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God. The Bible says, God commanded his love towards us, that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us, Romans 5 and 8. The Bible also says in Romans chapter 10, verse 9, 10, and 11, that if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, you would be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture says, whosoever believe on him shall not be ashamed. Hallelujah. Whosoever, that means anybody who believe on Jesus Christ, believe what he did, what happened to him at Calvary, that he was crucified, that he was pierced, that he was nailed, that he was crowned, that he died on a wooden cross for the sins of humanity, they will not be put to shame. Peter said to them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sin, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. This is the first thing that everyone that don't know Jesus, and even those that know Jesus, because we still slip into darkness from time to time. Sometimes we slip into darkness in our own mind. You hear me? In our own mind, we slip into darkness, and we find ourselves doing things or saying things that are not of God. You, me, all of us. We do from time to time. We find ourselves slipping in and out of darkness. So it's good that you, even if you can't remember something, and you get up in the morning, yes, Lord, I repent. I repent for my thoughts, known and unknown. For my actions, known or unknown. Sometimes we say things, do things, and don't realize what we're saying. So we say repent. You know, you see a pastor repent, and you say, oh, the pastor must be doing, he must be doing something. Now, this is why a lot of pastors don't go to the altar, and they need to go to the altar so the congregational members can see them repenting. You know, see them bowing before the Lord. But a lot of them don't go because people would start to thinking that the pastor's, something is going on with the pastor. But Peter says, repent every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sin, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Promises unto you and to your children and to all that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. And with many other words did he testify and exhort, saying, save yourselves from this unto God generation. Then they that gladly received his word were baptized, and the same day there were added unto them about 3,000 souls. The apostle was busy baptizing. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, and in breaking of bread and in prayers. And faith came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done by the apostles, and all that believed were together and had all things common. The Bible says, and they sold their possessions and goods, parted them to all men as every man had need. And they continued daily with one accord in the temple, and breaking bread from house to house, did eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. The Bible says, in Acts 4 and 12. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Jesus is the one. The Bible says that all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. You, me, all of us. Those of you out there in computer land that are listening to this service today that will hear it at another time, don't put yourself on a pedestal like you arrived. You have sinned. You may be still actively sinning. All have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. And Romans 6 and 23 says, the wages of sin is death, spiritual death. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. The gift of God is eternal life. Do you understand? The gift of God is eternal life. You would know in your heart if you have eternal life. You will know if you're still operating in sin. And if you know you're still operating in sin, you need to come to Jesus. Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. We need to go to Jesus in repentance and ask him to save us. Jesus did not say he was one of the ways. He said he is the way, the only way to the Father. The Bible calls him the gate, the door, in the book of John, chapter 10. He is the gate, he's the door, he's the shepherd, the good shepherd. And the Bible also says in Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 8 and 9, for by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourself. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. Don't push your chest up and think that because you know two scriptures that you all died in a bag of chips and Pepsi Cola. Don't act like you got it together. You still got jealousy. You still got anger and wrath in your spirit. You got malice. You're carrying stuff in your heart. You're holding stuff in your heart against people. Ask God to free you up. Allow God to free you up. Hallelujah, glory to God. We are thanking God and praising God for those that heard these scriptures. The Bible says in Mark, thank you, Holy Spirit, Mark chapter 16, the very last book of Mark, it said that he sent them out into the world to work, to do kingdom business. And this is what he tells them. He said, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature, everyone. Same scripture in Colossians chapter 1 and 23. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe in my name. They shall cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. If you walk in holy, if you walk in righteousness, if you're upright before God, the power will flow to you. You'll be a conduit for the power of God to flow to you, that you can go to the hospital and pray for people, and they will get healed. Number one, your faith got to be there. You got to believe in what you're seeing and what you know. You can't have no doubt and go and pray for people. You may know a lot of scriptures, but if you have doubt, you're going to hinder the power. You're going to hinder the flow of the anointing. You're going to hinder the flow of healing, of deliverance, of restoration. You're going to hinder it because of your doubt. And if you have doubt, what you need to have, God, ask God, tell God, and say, Lord, I believe, but help my unbelief. You got to be like the man that brought his son to the disciples to be healed, and they couldn't heal him. And the man, Jesus asked the man, do you believe I can do this? He said, yes. Yes, Rabbi, I believe, but help my unbelief. We all have some doubt. That don't mean that you don't love God. It just means that you have some doubt. Doubt in yourself. Not doubt in God. Because we all believe that God can do it and God will do it. But we have doubt in ourselves, in our own selves. We have doubt. And it hinders us from flowing. So I pray for you, if you don't know Jesus, say, Lord Jesus, I thank you for the opportunity that you allow me to hear the word today. I heard the word today, and I believe in the word that I heard. Jesus, I repent of my sins. I'm recognizing that I am a sinner in need of a Savior. I am denouncing Satan and all of his agents now. My heart is open, Jesus. I'm inviting you to come in to live on the throne of my heart. Be my Savior and my Lord. Baptize me in the Holy Spirit. Fill me today, Lord, and let my cup overflow with you. In your name, Jesus, I pray. If you just said that prayer, very uncommon, and you believe in your heart what you said with your mouth, if you believe that, you have just received the gift of salvation. And according to Acts 2:38, you are filled. Now you have to be baptized. You want to call up a pastor, preacher, somebody, seek a search for a pastor that can baptize you. And many pastors baptize Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. And there's nothing wrong with that. That's the way they baptize. That's their belief. But we believe according to Acts 2:38. We're not fighting with nobody over baptism. Do you hear me today? We just tell you what the scriptures say, because a lot of preachers become enemies to each other because of this very baptism. They don't want to do because you baptizing Jesus, and they get upset because you say that, and they don't want to fellowship with you. Well, don't worry about that. Remember, they don't have a heaven or hell to put you in, but Jesus does. He can put you there, put me there in a flash if he chooses to. But he come back. You might. This is why he come here, that we might have life. Hallelujah. Because he can take up his life at any time. He's all God. He's all God. All man and all God. He can pick up his life at any time and go where he wants to. But he chose to stay on the cross. He chose to stay on the cross and let them mock him, let them make fun of him for your sin, my sin, for our sin. Because he didn't commit one sin, not even one sin did he commit. But he chose to stay on the cross, that you and I would have access. You and I would have access to the tree of life. And we have this access through the blood that he shed. The blood that he shed at Calvary, it gives us access. When you call upon his name and you repent and you turn from your sin, you get access. you by the blood of Jesus Christ, not by anything that you give. And you say, I give this, I give that, and I know I give all this, and I give thousands of dollars, I give this money. And that's good that you give to the kingdom. You see, we read the scripture this morning that God had to beg the people, tell Moses to tell the people, don't give anymore. The people were giving, giving, giving. All they wanted to do is give. And they were bringing lumber and all type of stuff to build a temple. And Moses told them, God told him, look, tell the people don't bring any more. Moses tell the people, look, we have more than enough to do what we need to do for God. In all stuff, we can't even get two people to give. You know? We think that last week we had a couple of people that gave so we could have some kids in Africa. But we did try not to press anybody. And some of those people over there, they take advantage of good of your kindness. So you have to be careful. You have to be careful in your even trying to help. You know? And sometimes you have to ask the Lord, should I help this body or help that body? Because some people take advantage of it. They use it in order to get over. They don't care anything about you. They just want to get what they want to get when they want to get it. You have to be careful. Watch it. Don't be used by nobody. I don't use anybody and don't let nobody use me. And that's a fact. But it says that's a fact, Jack. Don't let anybody use me, and I don't use anybody. Because I have to give an account for everything that I say and everything that I do. This is serious business to me. This is not a game. You know, to some folk, it's a game. So they can fight against this body and fight against that body. It's not a game for me. This is real. This is a real-life spiritual situation for me. So I have to really focus on what I'm doing, what I'm saying, and everything, because my Savior is sitting high and looking low. Glory to God. Well, for those that receive the gift of salvation, and you're inviting the people to come to your baptism, I pray that many come to your baptism and celebrate your time of giving yourself to the Lord. And I pray that all goes well. Now remember that when you're going down that water, this is not a joke. This is a serious move that you're making right now, is giving your life, giving your time, your everything to the Lord. You have made this decision. Nobody forced you. You made this decision on your own that you will go down in the water with Jesus. This is what you said. I'm going down the water because I believe in the Lord Jesus. This is what you tell yourself. You are going down in the water. Hallelujah. And you're going down there because you love Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, you're letting go of your past. Let go of all the things that held you in bondage. Everything that hold you captive before, leave alone. Leave in the water. Don't let it come back to bite you. Leave it in the water. So, yes, Lord, I thank you for saving me. But today, I am leaving this thing, this lifestyle, the way that I speak, I'm leaving in the water. The people that I used to hang with, I'm leaving in the water. All that you're leaving in the water. Because, Lord, I want more of you. And you have all your guests, you have your friends, you have your enemies, your co-workers. All of them are watching. They're there at this baptism because this is special. Baptism is special. Special. And folk going to be wondering if you're for real. Now, when you come up out that water, you are going to have to make a decision that you're going to live for Christ Jesus. You say you made a decision before you went down the water. Well, now, when you come up out the water, guess what's going to happen? The testing is going to begin to see if you really meant what you said. Can you still stand afloat? Will you still stand up for Jesus when all is said and done? Will you still be the one that he can depend on to say that you're going to go in the highway and the hedges and you're going to declare him as Lord and Savior? Will you be the one? Or are you just putting on a show today saying that you believe in the Lord Jesus? Which one is it? Because you got to make that decision. The time is now. Hallelujah. You're not going to let people cause you to deviate from this path, do you? No, you're not going to. I'm not going to. I don't know about you, but I'm not going to. Well, because I made up my mind. I'm not turning back. No turning back. I've come too far to turn back now. Too far to turn back now. And this is what God wants to hear from us. From you, me, all of us. We come too far to turn back now. And if that's you, just say, Lord Jesus, I thank you for saving me today. I receive the gift of salvation. I receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And, Lord, I will go all the way now. I am going all the way now, Lord. I'm not looking to the left or to the right. I'm going all the way for you, Lord, in the name. Because you went all the way for me, the Calvary, all the way. So I'm going all the way for you. And guess what happened? If you said that prayer and you went down that water, you are born again, Holy Ghost-filled believer. Find a church that's preaching and teaching the gospel. And believe what I tell you. Involve. Get yourself involved in the ministry. Get yourself involved. And your life will never be the same. You hear me? Your life will never be the same. That's all you have to do. I thank God for you all. You know, I love you guys so much. But I want to tell you something. There's one that loves you even more than I love you. And his name is Jesus. He has unconditional love for you. He has unconditional love for you. And the more you spend time in his presence, the more he loves you. So, without further ado, we are going to open the line for anyone that wants to respond. And if you want to respond, feel free to come on. If not, I got to put this pineapple plant in the ground and plant it outside. And when I come back in, I will close off the line. Praise you, God, for this day. Thank you for the word that you've given us today. Oh, God, we pray that, Lord, we bless Brother Deacon Prater for being here with us today and those others that came on. We just pray, God, as you leave this line with never your presence, oh, God, to bless the deacon, keep him safe and secure, keep his mother, uncle, father, all them safe and secure. Lord, we pray for Bishop Washington. Pray that you heal, continue to heal his eyes, heal his body, heal his lungs, heal his kidneys. Lord, we pray for Apostle Washington, Lord, continue to heal her eyes, her knees, her back, every place in her body that is a pain, Lord. We come against it right now. We come against every attack of the enemy, Lord God. We know that this is your daughter, this is your child, your minister. We ask your continued covering over them. Keep them safe and secure, Lord. And Father, we pray as we even prepare to travel soon, Lord, that you set the atmosphere, set the clouds, oh God. Set the fire, oh God, everything in order that we may reach our destination soon. Oh God, reach it safe and secure and return safe and secure. And Father, we'll be so careful to give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise in your master's name, we pray. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit continue to rest and abide upon us. And surely goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives as we dwell here in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Remember to tell someone that God loved them. You love them. And Jesus is the only way. It may be the word that you speak today in somebody's ear gate that will make all the difference in their lives. It may stop someone from committing suicide. It may stop someone from committing murder, from kidnapping a child, sodomizing a child. Oh, God, even raping a child. We pray, Father God, this day, Lord, that you speak to us and speak through us, oh, God. As we yield to you, Lord, we yield into you all that's within us, Lord God. All that's within us, we are yielding to you. We ask you, Father, to have mercy on us. And Lord, bless us in the city, bless us in the field. Bless us when we come, Lord Jesus, and bless us when we go. God, continue to make us the head and not the tail. Set us above and not beneath. Lord Jesus, make us the lenders and not the borrowers. We pray today, Lord God, that you meet us at our point of need, everything that we need, Lord. You are our supplier. Yes, Lord. You are our supplier. There's no other one but you, Lord. You are the one that we adore. You are the one that we adore. You are the one that we trust. You're the one that we depend on, Lord God. You're the one that grant us what no one else will grant us, Lord. We thank you, Father. We praise you, Father. We glorify your name, Father. We honor you, Father. We ask you to have your way in us, Lord. Bless us, O God, with hearing. Bless us with doing. Bless us with keeping, Lord. Lord, we thank you. We thank you, Father. Now, as we leave this line, but never your presence, God, we just want to tell you thank you again, Lord. We can't thank you enough for all that you have said, all that you have done. O God, all that you are doing, all that you will do, O God, because you never stop. You never stop doing. You never stop doing for us, Lord. You never stop helping us. And we bless your name. We bless your name, Jesus. We bless your name, Jesus. We bless your name, Jesus. Oh, how we praise your name, Jesus. We honor you, Jesus. There is none like you, Jesus. Oh, Father, have your way. Have your way, Jesus. Have your way in us, Lord. We bless you. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen, 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 amen. Thank God for you all who came on today. Have a blessed day, a safe day. May the Lord continue to bless you all in all that you do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Bye-bye. God bless. Bye-bye.